on WHAN 1430 AM, also broadcasting on 102.9 FM, or you might be listening as a time traveler in the future as a podcast that is available to iTunes, Radio Rubber Room, RadioRubberRoom.podbean.com. We've got a crazy show for you tonight. I don't even know yet, but I'm sure it's going to be a crazy show.
Don't even know!
Wow. Your mic is loud.
It's turned down as far as it goes.
Are you sure you're turning down the right knob?
So we've got PBR in the building tonight. What's going on, PBR?
What's happening?
What's PBR stand for?
Potentially,
it stands for...
Bull Riding Brothers.
Bull Riding Brothers?
From the Riviera.
Professional Bull Riders.
Professional Bull Riders.
People's Blues of Richmond.
Oh, yeah, that's it. People's Blues of Richmond.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is.
What is Richmond? Where is that? Is that near Ashland at all?
Yeah.
It's a couple hours away, I think.
It's about 20 minutes east.
20 minutes east? You're good?
Yeah, you guys right, gotta get close to the mic, man.
And we're back.
So, we've got Sean in the building as well.
Good evening,
Austin.
You've got a friend come in later, right?
I do. He'll be here in the next hour or so.
I want to come in Sean on a sweet shirt for a sweet band. I've never seen a shirt for that Nectar band before. Yeah, that's a sweet band.
Where is it?
It's Nectar. I investigated this shirt.
You investigated the shirt?
Taught me a whole lot of love in high school.
He taught you how to play it?
We still play that, huh?
It was a good time in high school with Timothy Beavers.
So you guys go way back.
Yeah, we used to stay after school. And did you go into the band room when we were like, I used to do some of the school plays, and we'd go into the band room and use their piano and their practice amps and play.
We would just pretend that we were in drama club or something and play guitar.
Yeah, smoke joints in the woods and then
play. It was like the record collectors club or something. It didn't really exist.
Hung out with you on a couple docks on occasion with Chris Smith.
Yeah, that was definitely some old times. I've known that guy since third grade.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
It's all right.
All right, cool. Well,
from then, huh?
Radio burn.
Well, we've got a great show. People's Blues of Richmond are joining us. If you don't know who they are, definitely check them out on Facebook, Reverb Nation. You guys are everywhere on the internet. So
you guys got a Twitter too, right?
We have
a Twitter?
We don't use them all, but
yeah.
Twitter's got cobwebs on it, but it's there.
Cool.
Inchworm webs.
Cool. Well, let's play a song and take a break, and you guys are gonna play a live tune with us.
Oh, cool.
All right. This is the Inflatables with Long Distance.
Yeah.
Sometimes I even get dirty looks from the dog, but that's nothing that would cause me to be disgruntled. Something about you sucks the air right out of my lungs, and that's air I'd rather be breathing. Where daylight ends and darkness begins, blurs together. You stay inside for fear of nasty weather. Whether or not you'll see is up to you entirely. Step outside your mind, I urge you direly. Unzip your ears and step out. Don't bounce back, or you'll go crazy. Stuck in Kansas City, you're not going to get any of my pity. We got a long distance hot breakfast. We got a long distance hot breakfast. Make it back to Richmond. It takes all of my life. Well, Joey is in the back room sharpening his knife, preparing and planning on how to break my bike. The only way we had to pay him was in Colorado Dyke. Rolling down the highway, now we're going 25. Transmission slipping low, I think we're gonna die. Whether or not you'll see it, up to you entirely. Step outside your mind, I urge you direly. Unzip your ears and step out. Don't bounce back or you'll go crazy.
Comrade, join me at the Republic. Small plates, soups, salads, sandwiches, and entrees with international flair. Comfort food for Richmond. Fill up your belly while not emptying your wallet. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street. Weekly dance parties and live entertainment almost every night. Locally owned and operated. The Republic, RVA.com. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street, Richmond.
Yoga, long since known as an art form to balance the body and mind. Well, that's great for the ladies and sissy boys, but what about the manly men?
Yeah!
I'm 80s heavy metal band Vomit's bassist and retired Triple C Wrestling League champion, Viper Cobra. And you may not know this, but I am an extreme yoga professional.
Yoga professional!
Now my moves are available for you to master. The Viper Cobra's badass yoga studio is now open.
So extreme!
There will be no mountain salutations or downward facing dog in my program. Try moves like, take your foot and put it on the ceiling. I don't care how you get it there, just get it there.
Yeah!
You're gonna stretch until you bleed. Don't think you can stretch that much? Wait till I burn you with cigarettes.
Yeah!
I keep the walls of my yoga dojo lined with Rottweilers, who have been listening to Godsmack 24/7.
They're foaming at the mouth.
This raises the intensity level to the max.
Max.
To the max. Extreme. I spent the 90s in San Quentin perfecting my signature moves, like birth a baby polar bear.
Yeah!
And squeeze a scorpion in your fist.
Extreme!
Stretch till it hurts, then punch yourself in the stomach repeatedly. Grab both ears and stretch them out as far from your head as possible.
So extreme.
Make sure to keep breathing like a heaving vulture.
Extreme.
Yeah.
Extreme.
Yeah. Here at Viper Cobra's badass yoga studio, you're gonna bend over backwards and lick the ground. Or I'm gonna throw an angry snake at your face.
Snake at your face.
Extreme.
Yeah, we're gonna inject protein shakes right in your chest.
Yeah.
Right in your chest.
Protein shake.
Protein shake.
Protein shake.
Directly in your chest.
Extreme.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Simon, Simon, sweetie.
What is it, Mom? It's kind of busy right now.
Simon, baby, what are you doing in there?
I'm fighting my action figures right now, Mom, and using my imagination.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sweetie. I just wanted to let you know your favorite show, Radio Rubber Room, is on.
Oh, sweet. I'll be ready in 15 seconds.
I knew it was your favorite, sweetie.
Thanks, Mom. I love you.
I love you too, sweetie.
Yes, yes, yes.
Radio Rubber Room, it's a show without any S's in the name.
Down in Savannah, with the moonlight in my eye, I put a bullet in my baby's breast.
my baby had escaped me. There was nobody where she died. And I turned around and leave town and guess who's still alive. But my baby and her pistol, oh, pointed right between my eyes. Oh, shit! To her head, shots rang through the city when I shot my baby, shot me. Well, shots rang through the city when I shot my baby, shot me dead.
It's PBR with Murder Ballad here on Radio Rubber Room. What's going on, guys? Have a seat. Have a seat. Join us. Stay a while. Stay a while.
I thought that was it.
Yeah, show's over. Show's over.
Yeah, good night, everybody. Thank you so much.
That would be one of the best.
I wrote a note that said C word, sex, S word, F word, but it says can't say S word, F word.
It's cool. It's cool.
You can say F word. You can't say the F word.
Oh, yeah, right.
No, I'm good.
Of course.
Here. F word.
So you guys have an album out.
We do.
Currently, and it's called Hard on Blues.
That's correct.
So do you want to tell us a little bit about that? Like, where'd the name come from? What does it mean? Is it like a metaphor for something?
Hard on Blues was the name of a song that didn't make the first album. And then we revamped it, and now it's one of our favorite songs. We're gonna play it later on today. Raph really helped us through it. It sounded just like sort of a Green Onions kind of feel before, but the rhythm wasn't anything special. But now it's really heavy. So we just took the name of the song and left the song off the first album, and we'll probably rename the song before we put it on the second album. But who knows?
Do you think you need to just name your second album after a song on your first album?
That's a cool idea.
That'd be cool. Or name it after a song that's gonna be on that doesn't make it. You know, put it on from the third album.
That would be a continuable trend. It would make them know what's coming.
Then we always have to make another album.
That's good. That's a good thing to have, man. You guys never stop working. You never stop like growing creatively.
I think you should
except
just
for the last like year and a half.
I don't think it would be too good an idea if you just kept making albums with things that didn't make it on the last album. It'd just be not good enough every time.
What songs that didn't make the last album?
Yeah, they're like, that song wasn't good enough. Let's put it on the next album.
Well, when we first started making this album, I mean, we were pretty young, and we had like just jumped into the music scene, and me and Tim like were living together at the time, and I just remember sitting down saying like we wanted, you know, nothing but meat for the first album. That's why a lot of songs didn't make the cut, was because we were kind of like afraid to put ourselves out there in any way, but you know, heavy rock and roll. But I think the next album that we're gonna put out is gonna be a lot more dynamic.
How many songs are on Hard on Blues?
9. We recorded a cover of an old Yardbirds tune in the studio the same weekend, but it was just a live version, the For Your Love. Which if you go on our Reverb Nation, there's a free download for that and a couple songs. We've been in a couple studios, just you know, dicking around a little bit, trying to feel out the places and sounds, and if we're interested in, you know, recording there, what we want to do, you know.
We definitely got to keep it to a rated for babies level.
This is like the Wizard of Oz. Where are you, man?
I am behind the curtain.
He's like around the corner.
Do not look behind that door.
He's broadcasting from the bathroom.
Can I have a brain, please?
I actually don't have to be at the same station to even broadcast. That's part of my deal. I just don't want
to magic of 2012.
I'm using my iPod app to broadcast this whole radio show, pretty much.
There is an app for that, I think.
Radio broadcasting.
Let's ask Siri about it.
Last week, did we have to rig up the radio again for you?
Yeah,
I am using.
He's
the radio.
Actually, he's listening through headphones that are plugged into a radio. So that's how low tech we are.
Is that a quarter inch or an eighth inch?
It's an eighth inch.
It's an eighth inch.
I'm a live listener. It's actually a radio that's older than I am.
Cool. So, Hard on Blues, you guys don't have a name for the next album, I've gathered from just the discussion. I think it was a really good album. I thoroughly enjoy Hard on Blues. It gets heavy rotation in my playlist. What's going to be different about your next album that maybe you guys look back on Hard on Blues and you're like, oh, you know, I wish I'd have done this differently. I wish I'd have done this better. Like, what's going to be different about the next album?
Probably,
that's a good question.
Yeah, life experiences as a whole, I think, affects a lot
Criticism,
of
criticism, for sure.
A lot of music. So I think that whenever we record our next album, it'll be thoroughly affected by, like, the life on the road that we've had for the last 3 years.
Okay.
As opposed to the first album that was kind of, like, put together, you know, kind of fast. I think this one's taken a while because the amount of time we put into it, you know, we really want to do a good job about it.
And if you listen to that first album, the guitar has distortion on it in every song, and at least in one or two of them it wasn't necessary. Like Hall Street Blues, if I could do that again, I think I'd have either put some acoustic in there or played some clean guitar. But it goes back to what Matt said about us, scared to put out anything that could be called pussy in a town like Richmond.
Baby level.
What are you allowed to say that word either?
You guys are on Disney Radio here. Okay, so. Okay.
It's Disney Junior.
We didn't want to sound like P words.
Like cats. Yeah.
So Hall Street Blues, by the way, I mean, that's a song that I feel a personal connection to. I know Derek does, and Sean. We all kind of grew up in that general area. Tell me about how you came to write that song. Like, what was it that inspired you to write that song?
Hall Street Blues. I lost my virginity to this girl, and we used to get really drunk all the time. But I kind of essentially told her that I didn't want to be with her, and then she showed up at my house really drunk one night. And she just, like, came in through the garage at, like, 3 in the morning, and she sang this song to me really loud with one of my guitars while my parents were sleeping in the other room.
Is she a good singer?
Not that night. About how she's like, I'm not a girl, I'm not a girl, I'm not a girl, I'm just a whore. And she's, like, yelling that in my house in the middle of the night. So that's the angel in the pale moonlight with the guitar saying she's a whore. And, Get Up, Get Out of Screaming, I shouted, I don't want your love, I could do without it. And then I went up north, she went downtown, I went to George Mason, and she went to Richmond to go to VCU. And then that winter, Winter's Cold, blew me back down to you, I got kicked out of George Mason for smoking pot. So I came down to VCU, she was like in my first class, and when I got here, she was engaged. When I returned, you had a diamond ring, and told me you'd found somebody new, and then... Get Up, Get Out, she softly said. She was happier there. I was better off dead. And I'd have choked my pride if I had known the cost, because I would have rather died than loved and lost. And I felt I had nothing left to lose.
Now, do you, your lyrics are very poetic. Do you start just with pen and a pad, or do you start with your guitar when you write something? Like how's that process work?
I've got a lot of... guitar riffs and chord progressions that I try out for a bunch of different songs in my head, and then lyrics I just have a million scraps of paper all over the world, so I try out different combinations, and then sometimes they fit.
Cool, man. Well, Raph too, you're in like several bands in the city. You're one of the hardest working.
Tommy is too.
I mean, that's a lot of bands in the city. Where's that work ethic come from for you? Like, what drives you to could be a driving force in the scene? You know,
it's the free beer
on so many levels.
Yeah, right. that definitely helps. I love making music. I mean, I know all of us in this room love music. Tenfold, whatever. We love being a part of it. We love making it. We love listening to it. We love seeing it. And I have this like. Insatiable appetite to like always want to like listen and find out about new music, and as well as play as much different styles of music as I can, just because it makes me as a musician happy to be able to expand, you know, musically as a person. And I mean, I don't know about Tommy, but you know, that's what helps me like want to get out and find other projects.
Raph truly does have an insatiable appetite for music and finding new music. I just don't know how to say no.
So how many bands are you in, Tommy?
4 going on 7.
Huh.
No, I'm just kidding. Probably about 4 or 5, I would say.
So wow. you're not even sure if you're in some bands?
Well, some are up in the air at this point in time, and I'm having to make some decisions at this point on what's best.
You guys can catch Tommy sitting in with a band that actually I'm going to start managing, the Shack Band. A week from tomorrow at the National, opening up for Perpetual Groove. Tommy's going to be cool. Sitting in with them. So $15 in advance, or get him at the door, check it out.
So how hard is it to make that decision sometimes, being in multiple bands, which one to actually focus on?
Two things. One is which one challenges you the most, which cool. style of music you love the most. And I guess third is which one makes the most amount of money.
Do you feel like the people... Do you feel like the people in the bands, when you're in like so many other bands, they kind of get jealous? Like anytime you could be like, I got backup plans.
That's definitely the toughest part of being in multiple bands is, you know, there's always going to be conflicts between different bands, and that's one of the things that helps you grow is being able to manage, you know, your calendar, and you know, sometimes you have to make tough calls, and that helps you grow in the end.
You know, I was in a band one time, and we jammed with another drummer. He left his snare drum in my car. My drummer that was in the band got in the car, and it was like he found your girlfriend found another girl's underwear. It's like whose snare drum's that, man? It's cool, man. We were just jamming.
Doesn't smell like your snare drum.
It didn't mean anything.
You always run into where musicians are in several bands, and like, what do you think the possibility is of all the Richmond musicians getting together and forming one super band?
I actually had an idea for that. I wanted to call the band Revolver, like the Beatles album.
Like Revolving Doors?
Yeah, I thought it would be cool because it would be a band that like everybody knows, you know, like everybody knows Sissy Strut, you know, and stuff like that. I mean, it'd basically be like an open mic of really good musicians that would just get, you know, hired and play. I mean, it would be like, we're friends
like
with
open
a ton
mic,
of people.
But for...
Yeah.
Touring musician, Richmond musician.
It would be like the Big Payback.
Yeah, it would basically be like the Big Payback, other songs. Yeah, and check them out if you haven't seen them.
I would be really impressed to see like 400 guitar players soloing at the same time.
Just go to a guitar ensemble at VCU.
Or any
Guitar
BB
Center.
King show, really.
Yeah.
Guitar Center.
There should be like Guitar Center flash mobs where just like... 500 people run into Guitar Center and play every instrument in there, and it's a huge jam.
That would be awesome.
And they can hear it over at Sam Ash, and the people there are like, oh, my God.
Yeah, oh, my gosh, musicians.
They'd probably sell a ton of stuff that day, I tell you that.
Yeah, that would be for sure. That would be a great marketing plan.
I feel like it would be fun to do that the same day every month for like 4 months, and then just stop.
Everybody they'd go in like, there and blow out the speakers and all that.
Like, as soon as they started to expect it happening, just stop.
Yeah, we shouldn't even tell them about it, I guess. You should just show up with like 50 people. But everybody should actually be really talented. We should all know what we're playing, too.
I was expecting awesome. More like 500. Like, I really want to fill that place in. I want to put an ad on Craigslist.
I like your ambition, Sean.
That would be quite an event.
Let's do it. I'll make it happen.
It will be the day of their lives for the musical item salesman.
All right, well, it is time to take a break. We've got a song coming up here. This is Apache Radio with High and Away. We'll be back with more from PBR. Thank you.
Yeah.
That was Apache Radio with High and Away. We got a caller on the phone, Dan.
We do.
Hello, caller.
WHAN.
Hello, Radio Rubber Room. How are you?
We're good.
Hello, John. How are you doing this evening?
John Morgan of One Way Richmond.
What's going on, man?
It's going all right. Just kind of chilling tonight.
Well, I'm glad you called in, man. Things got a little crazy at the Republic last night, and we haven't heard or seen from Simon's mom.
Nope.
She completely disappeared.
I'm glad.
I don't know what happened. This happens sometimes. Like, she'll just disappear for a couple weeks at a time.
I think she went home with somebody from the Inflatables, if I'm not mistaken.
That's good. She got lucky.
Somebody got lucky.
That's right.
Somebody got lucky. So, John, you got some show picks for us?
I do. Like last time, I have five. There'll be two Fridays, two Saturdays, and one Sunday.
Sounds good.
The first show, and it might sell out, so get on it if you're into this. It's Kurt Vile and the Violators, Supreme Dick, Toreros, at Strange Matter tomorrow night. It's an early show at 6 p.m., and Kurt Vile's kind of all the rage right now, so like I said, for him to be playing a small venue like Strange Matter, it probably will sell out.
Cool.
And you want me to go to the second one?
Sure.
Okay, the second one is a really cool metal band from Tokyo called Electric Eel Shock, and then they're playing with kind of a metal, kind of hard rock band, but they're all girls, and they're all fabulous, called Ha-Cha-Cha from Cleveland, and then a local band, the Erotic, Double Rainbow, and James Badfellows. Now that is the late show at 10 p.m. tomorrow, Strange Matter.
Oh,
Saturday,
yeah.
Why not go right on back to Strange Matter at 10 p.m.?
Are they paying you, John?
John, are you working for Strange Matter?
Sorry, hold on. You'll like the other ones, though. This show is, that I'm talking about now, on Saturday night. It's a big show of weirdness and noise, starring Contortionist Jazz Exotica. They're amazing. They do all kinds of weird sound effects and a little bit of performance art thrown in. It's lovely.
So, like actual contortions?
Contortionist Jazz Exotica, yeah, from right here in Richmond, VA. I believe they come from the fan district, in fact.
But they actually, they do contortions, like, on stage?
No. Like, kind of, but not probably what you're thinking of. But you just have to see it to believe it.
So,
playing with them is Flood Beast, Champagne of Rat, Tate House, which is the guys from Cave Cavern, and Country. I have no idea who that is, to be honest. But if you're looking for something completely odd, peculiar, and different, and that will just scare the living daylights out of you, that's your show.
I'm down.
And then this show on Saturday night as well at 9 p.m. at Amelia's in the Sand, right there across from C.S. Bowers at Meadow and Broad, one of my favorite places in the city.
Over by my house.
A fabulous night of rock and roll starring the Milkstains, Boney Loner, and the Lonely Teardrop. If you haven't seen the Milkstains, you have completely missed out. I highly recommend them.
We've actually got Raph here with PBR. He's also the drummer for the Milkstains.
Oh,
we've got them here tonight, yeah.
Oh, there he is. Hello. Yeah, we know each other. We're in the same high school, but I'm like 400 years older than you.
I feel like you're exaggerating.
I'm not.
400 years old?
But it's good he's there. I didn't know. I'm actually not listening tonight. I apologize. I just got home. But I just want y'all to know I was just driving around the city making sure everything was okay.
All right, and everything is all good in RVA?
Everything is all good in RVA. And real quick, let me throw this at you. Sunday at Bandito, that lovely free show they do every Sunday. This week it's Canario Canary, kind of a shoegazy band. Really, really tight, really good. If you really like kind of long, dreamy music with some really, really fun guitar plays, there's your answer. And then everybody's Psych Out Freak Fest duo of Mawawa will be opening that show. And that is free, but it is 21 up because it's at Bandito.
Did you happen to go to the Head in the Heart show last night?
No, I didn't. But I read about it already. Apparently it was a really good show, and I know that band's really getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah, I heard it was a great show. We didn't get to go. We were at the Republic, you know, doing that night there. But I heard it was packed out, sold out, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, that doesn't surprise me. That band's really making moves.
All right, John. Well, thanks a lot for calling in, letting people know. How many of those shows are you gonna be able to make it to? You think?
I'm sorry. Say that again.
Are you gonna be? How many shows are you planning to make it out to?
Wow.
All right, cool, John. Well, good talking to you. Make sure you check out John Morgan's blog, onewayrichmond.com. Also available on rvamagazine.com.
Yeah, it does the show picks every week. When do those come out?
When do the show picks come out?
Yeah.
They come out on, around John on Monday and then around John on Thursday morning.
All right, cool.
All right, cool. If you're out trolling the city, John, and you happen to see Simon's mom, just like call her. Tell
her y'all's way.
Yeah,
please tell her.
Just tell her. Check in.
I never want to see her again.
We just want to know she's okay.
Don't come back.
We just want to know she's okay.
All right, John. Well,
thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Hi, John.
All right.
All right. We're gonna take a little bit break, and we're gonna be back with PBR.
This is Zamzam. Hold your camels and do not put on your suicide vest just yet. Radio Rubber Room will be right back after a word from their sponsors.
The Tobacco Company. Located on the corner of East Cary and 12th Street in historic Shaka Bottom, for 30 years, the Tobacco Company has been a staple for dining and entertainment here in Richmond. Their upstairs and downstairs dining area and Victorian lounge make it a perfect place to bring a date. Use their antique elevator to access the ground floor nightclub. The Tobacco Company has live entertainment Thursday through Sunday. The Tobacco Company, 1201 East Cary Street. For more information, visit thetobaccocompany.com.
Babies! Science nerds are nearly certain that there will always be a possibility that they exist. Who will watch them?
I'm slasher porn film director and one-time most dangerous game survivor, Viper Cobra! And my Extreme Baby Survival Center is now open!
Radical!
We'll take care of your buttery baby from the day you take it home from the hospital and turn him into a badass babe-napping, rock-hard, badass baby!
Badass baby!
Yeah.
Baby is so badass!
24-7 care! There will be no teddy bears!
No nap time!
No coddling!
Your baby will learn to change his own diaper!
So extreme!
We'll whip your baby into shape with many new programs, including
chainsaw juggling,
tattoo art,
welding,
smelting,
sword swallow,
catfish noodling,
bomb defusing,
lion tame,
alligator wrestling,
gun and knife skill,
moonshine.
Yeah!
Your baby will learn the secrets to the Kama Sutra.
Kama Sutra.
So bad. Here at Viper Cobra's Extreme Baby Survival Center, your baby will learn to fend for itself,
extreme,
only eating the wild game that they must hunt and prepare themselves.
Yeah!
Face the feeding chamber!
Feeding chamber!
Two babies go in, one baby comes out.
One survivor.
Yeah.
Now available.
Pre-birth training.
Punch,
yeah.
Punch, punch.
Ooh, punch, kick.
Ooh, punch,
ooh, punch,
kick.
Kick.
Head
ooh,
punch.
Scream.
Scream, yeah.
Your baby will perform his own C-section.
To max.
And when he does, he'll slap the doctor in the face.
Kick ass.
And light a cigar.
A Cuban.
Yeah.
So bad.
Think your baby can't handle this program? I once climbed Everest when I was a baby.
Four times.
You leave your baby with me, and I guarantee you he'll leave here a toddler on a motorcycle with a Class 2 weapons license.
Weapons license.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here at Viper Cobra's Extreme Baby Survival Center, we're going to inject protein shakes directly to their chest.
Protein shakes.
Directly to your baby's chest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Extreme. Extreme.
You are listening to Radio Rubber Room. On naked-chester.com. If you miss the show live, just download. download the podcast. RadioRubberRoom.podbean.com and on iTunes. We'll be right back.
That was Hard on Blues by PBR here on Radio Rubber Room. It's the title track to the album, correct?
Yes, sir. But it's not on the album, actually.
It's going on the next album.
Yeah, yeah. We did that in the last segment, you remember?
I do. I was just clarifying.
Hey, I want to throw a quick shout out. I got some buddies down
absolutely
the road.
Absolutely not.
I got some buddies down the road, Auto Junction, and they're literally like a block away. I just dropped my car off there.
Auto Junction?
Yeah, yeah. Brandon is a good friend of mine.
Brandon, is that who we send the invoice to? Or
yeah, yeah, sure. do that. Yeah.
So, you guys, what shows you guys got coming up, man? Where can people see you soon?
You can catch us right now here. Sunday we'll be at the Tobacco Company. If you are free a week from today, we're gonna be at the Camel with Apache Radio, which you just played.
Yeah.
And our good friends, the Toy Soldiers, actually are coming down from Philadelphia.
Coming up, going to Philadelphia. They're coming back from South by Southwest.
Besides the 20 that you guys are in collectively or managing, you said you're starting to work with the Shack bands.
Yeah.
What are some of your favorite bands around town right now?
My go to is still like DJ Williams Project or anything that Todd Harrington's in. Really. I mean, I'm a bass player, so anything that's got some good bass in it.
No.
I'd say Diamond Center, No BS Brass, of course. Awesome. Saw Snow.
Black Girls.
Ghost Owls.
Yeah. They played last night with Head in the Heart.
Did you guys go to that?
I didn't get to go. I heard it was sold out. I talked to the crew afterwards, and everybody said it was a blast from his Richmond show, you know? I mean, what else could you want?
Yeah.
I'll give some shout-outs to Fire Bison. Yeah. Those guys are sweet.
And
Pink is one of my favorites.
You guys, Raph, the Milk Stains, you guys did a little tour with Fire Bison, right?
That was a couple months ago. Yeah, we did a northeastern kind of Philly, New York deal, Baltimore in there, or Delaware or something.
I really like the shit.
We'll be playing. They're playing at the Cellar Door April 7th. That's Fire Bison, and the Stains are opening up for P-Lander Z, which I don't know if you guys have heard of them, but they're awesome. Like
Power Rangers.
It's like the Ramones meets the Power Rangers. That's gonna be at Strange Matter April 16th.
Do they all like form together and like, form one giant?
There's three of them. There's a green P-Lander plays guitar, a yellow P-Lander plays bass, and a red P-Lander plays drums. I'm not sure about the colors, but that's the lineup. And then they have a pink P-Lander who's basically their merch girl who does like extracurricular stuff. And they all dress up. They've got these like really crowd like interactive songs. And my old band Baby Help Me Forget opened up for them at Mojo's down off Carey Street.
And I was at that show and it was awesome.
They've got this like island in the middle of the restaurant, and they dress up. One of them dresses up like kind of like a Godzilla character, and like they fight him on stage while playing, you know, punk music.
Mm-hmm. So they ever like stand all on top of each other and form one giant?
It's not like Voltron. It's not like Voltron.
No, like Power Rangers. You know, when they all like
Power Rangers too. Yeah, but it's they don't. You got to come check it out. It's going
to
be awesome.
Is it supposed to be a throwback to Power Rangers?
I don't think it's a throwback. It's more like they're just really into, like, I don't know.
Colors?
It's
an exciting show, man.
Very organized, huh? Everything color-coded.
Kind of. It's like an organized chaos. You got to come check it out.
If you have energy to burn, go check it out.
If you're just lazy, don't worry about it.
I mean,
stay at home because you're already planning on it.
Being entertained and having a good time.
If you're pregnant, don't come.
It's a true story.
If you're a baby, don't come.
If you're this girl in a potato sack, don't come.
If our
listeners can see this, because I know they can't, but there's a girl jumping around in a potato sack.
If you're deaf, good
radio.
Exactly. Shoot, she can't come.
No, people can totally see pictures on the radio.
Yeah.
In their mind.
It's a powerful thing.
We do have to take another break, play a song on the way out, and then we'll be back with more from PBR. But this is Downbeat Switch with Room to Breathe.
Radio Rubber Room.
It's crazy.
Who the bleeding hell is Simon's mom?
Simon's mom? Who the bloody hell are you?
I just wandered in here. I was driving by in my tour van, and I heard y'all, and there was like a mile radius, and I focused on the beam, and I came in to interview this band. They sounded good.
Oh, so you were listening to the show?
Yes, for about 5 or 6 minutes until it pissed me off.
What do you not like about the show, dude?
There's a lot of loud noises that are undescribable.
So who are you, and why are you interrupting our show?
I'm Radley Rockwell, man. I've rocked with all the greats. I thought I would just stop by because y'all haven't heard of me, obviously. That's ridiculous.
So you're in a band.
I'm in all the bands, man. I've jammed with all the greats. Elvis, the Beatles, Miley Cyrus, you name them. And I jammed with them.
That's an impressive list, especially that last one.
Yeah, that was a great album that we cut.
Yeah.
I play the backup lead guitar.
Backup lead guitar.
I just hit that one note and I sustain it at the right time. It's a lot of one-note playing. I've jammed with such great bands as the Meanderers, Crossbows and Lilacs, and the really new Yardbirds. Anyway, I have questions for the band that sure. I just thought of off the top of my head.
All right, I guess.
We're here.
What is y'all's plans to get famous?
Sex.
I'm going to eat as much ketchup as I can.
That's many good, places man. We can get our wieners in this town.
The correct answer was find out how much your soul is worth and sell it to the record labels.
Is that what you did?
Yeah, it worked out quite well.
Radley, what's your last name? What's your full name?
Jefferson.
My name is Radley Rockwell, and I'm from Middleton.
Middleton?
Middleton, that's near the fields of Chester.
Yeah. Okay. Is that in England?
No, it's about 400 or 500 miles of England. It's where Madonna's from.
It's where Madonna's from?
The same village.
Have you jammed with Madonna? Have you played with Madonna?
I've jammed with all the greats, man.
Was that you? Was that you in the Super Bowl? Like halftime show?
With Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
Yeah, we jammed, man. We put a cut. It was rocking. It was really rocking us. We played the Super Bowl halftime show.
Do you have another question for the band then?
Yeah, I have all kinds of questions, man. When I look at Timmy Beavers, I think of an old me. Like just a wiser version.
Is it like looking into a mirror, Tim?
What?
Or into the future?
It's freaking me out, man. This guy looks exactly like me 20 years ago.
All right, this is my next question for the band. What are your influences?
That's a creative question.
It is very creative.
I hate you.
I'm really into the Cops.
That was one band that y'all named. Do y'all only play covers?
I'd say Dante's Peak on TV Guide right now.
Dolph Lundgren in Command Performance has pretty much been a huge influence on my playing.
Wee Wee Jefferson?
Those are probably all really great blokes, but mine's Paint Thinner.
Your influence is Paint Thinner.
Yeah, it always works out.
Is that a band?
I've written some of the best one-note solos that you could ever have heard while I was on Paint Thinner, man.
So that's your muse, Paint Thinner.
My number one influence.
I try to stay away from household products.
Well, they tend to help out a lot.
In the creative process?
A lot of times I will go out into the world and I will discover things. I'll wake up with a whole new song tattooed on my chest that is just brilliant. That is where the best of my songs come from, tattoos that I have.
So how do you know that you actually wrote the lyrics? It wasn't the person who tattooed you, or did you tattoo yourself?
I cannot say for sure, but I believe that there was mostly me involved because it is in a language that only I understand.
Fair enough.
But they are great solos that I've written. I'm very, very, very renowned for the backup lead.
I believe it. I take your word for it.
I played many notes in my day.
I feel like the fact that I haven't heard you or heard of you solidifies that for me.
Have you ever?
Because if you're that good at backup lead, you know, you kind of if someone's heard of you, you're kind of stepping on somebody's toes, I guess, right?
Well, I like to be known, mostly, for my rocking. But other than that, you know, the Peach Cobblers. If you could ever try my Peach Cobblers, that's Radley Rockwell's Peach Cobblers. They're very good. But also, if you never heard of Crossbows and Lilacs, man, you're missing out on a great band.
I'll check them out, man. Where can I find And they sell that at Walmarts or
They have no
Best
material
Buys?
Out. What you need to do is find the lost cassette tapes.
The lost cassette tapes?
Yeah, we would cut those out in the '80s, man. We only did covers of cover songs.
So you only did originals.
We tried to make them sound more like the originals.
So you took other people's covers.
And we recovered them.
To bring them back to their original state.
Yeah, you never heard of the Great Restorers?
And now I have.
They're a great band, man. You should check them out.
Yeah, well.
The name of their first album is The Originals. I've been in a number, but I was in a soul band called the Modern Day Miracles.
Yeah.
And that was just a great time. We did so all throughout the '50s. We opened up for the Temptations once.
Yeah.
You know,
it's an impressive resume you have, my friend.
That whole Beatles wearing the one suit look, we invented that.
Yeah.
With our corduroy suit.
So it sounds like you just got ripped off over the years.
I definitely feel like I have been stolen from more than any other musician. It was first my idea to have an album just be one color. But I missed out on that boat, too.
How old are you, Randy? 36, 37?
How old am I?
Yeah.
I was born in the summertime. So I feel like that makes me several seasons.
Well, you can't put an age on what you do. I don't feel like. Cause did you have do you have another question for the band, man?
Yeah, what are you doing? I thought you were going to interview them, not
yeah,
brag about
you feel like you're
all
just
your,
talking
your
about yourself a lot.
Dude. I don't think the band ever answered my last question.
I don't remember your last question.
I don't remember either.
What is all that paint thinner you've been...
Oh, yeah, it was paint thinner. It's your influence, their influence, yeah.
Besides rocking and producing pastries, my third favorite hobby is bird watching. What is y'all's favorite bird animal to compare y'all's band to, if you wanted to tell an avian enthusiast about y'all's band?
We're like a hummingbird, in that when we go to sleep, our hearts almost completely stop beating.
I think the dodo, because it's extinct.
I just learned something in humming. I didn't know hummingbirds ever slept.
Yeah, I would say pterodactyl.
Okay. Or turkeys.
Turkeys?
Pterodactyl, man.
Turkey is a noble creature.
It is.
Especially the male turkey, which is better known as the tom.
The tom turkey?
I believe that the turkey is the most ridiculous bird that you could say. That is an animal that evolved to learn flight. That's the best thing, and then it evolved to not learn flight. I believe that my spirit animal is the maggot, because one day I will fly.
Well, I mean, the turkey evolving to fly than not to fly, that's kind of like, I mean, I feel like you'd have something in common, like covering a song that was covered to revert it back to its original form.
I think that we all started out with flight as part of our basis in the evolutionary chain, and that we all evolved from birds, man. They were the starting creature.
What were your parents like?
I never met either of my parents. I was raised by carnies. They taught me all the best skills for rocking that I could ever learn. They also taught me aerobics from the sky. Which is a skill that only I behold.
Have you ever heard of extreme yoga? That's really big over around here.
I invented that. That's another one of those ideas that got stolen from me.
Whatever.
It was betrothed. It was betrothed upon me. I've been doing extreme yoga since the 1800s.
This guy is full of bullshit.
That was an excellent save, man. Well done. Well done, Tommy.
Thank you for covering up. I forgot what I was going to ask the band next, but I have a whole list of questions here.
Well, at least you have them written down.
You better hurry up. I think you got time for one more, buddy.
Yeah, go for it.
Well, I would just like to say then that it's been great meeting y'all. Hopefully one day y'all will be on tour with me.
I've never heard a British accent incorporate y'all before.
I'm not from England, mate. I'm from Middleton.
He's going to actually sit in on this next song that we play, so listen for the backup air guitar track.
I play a mean nice. C note, really. I've mastered it over the years.
Good thing our next song's in C sharp. Sorry, you're going to have to sit this one out, Randy.
It's Radney, man. Do you know why they call me that?
Why?
Because that's what my mother named me, you buggers.
All right, Radley. Well, thanks for joining us. Yeah.
It's been really great, man. I just wandered in here. Y'all should be thinking about, like, upgrading this place.
Yeah, we're going to start locking the door.
Yeah, we should.
Probably. It looks like a stiff wind could blow y'all's whole radio show over.
It's funny because it's true.
Hey, Radley, want to take a guess at what this next song we're going to play is and announce it?
I bet it's by some really awesome Richmond buggers, but I'm going to have to go with hopefully the Black Girls.
That's a good guess,
That's a good guess, man.
They're one Richmond band that I hope to be playing with.
This is Black Girls with Get Off.
Suicide bomber vest in crowded marketplace, press 2. If you are arming roadside bomb, press 3. If you are in bathtub with razor blade to wrist while listening to Radio Rubber Room, press 4.
Hi, this is Simon's mom, and I'm here to talk to you about the Camel. The Camel is located at 1621 West Broad Street. They serve their delicious menu until 2 p.m. every night. They also have 28 taps dedicated to local and craft beer. And they always have a fantastic lineup of great live music. Everything a good Richmonder needs to have a great time. With events and their live music lineup, search for and like The Camel on Facebook or visit www.thecamel.org.
Get in, get out, get up, get down, get moving in.
The Camel, 1621 West Broad Street in RBA.
Good times.
Hey guys, it's me, Sean, from Radio Rubber Room, here with another great product that I developed in Grandpa's tool shed. There's no hiding that I like to watch TV a lot. Watching TV can be made difficult whilst doing activities such as taking a shower, chopping vegetables, or driving a jet ski at night. Enough of that nonsense. My new product, it's totally amazing. Sean's TV helmet. I made it out of old microwaves. Sean's TV helmet condenses the mind-numbing entertainment you love into a convenient yet fashionable helmet. Simply plug my TV helmet into two electrical sockets. Wait just a few moments while it warms up. And just relax while the ear and nose plugs form fit to your head. That's snug. Now make sure you're within close proximity to the X-ray receiver interface. And bam, in no time you have access to a staggering 11 channels that I personally approved. What's going on in Sean's bathroom? And Shades of Purple are guaranteed to be your two favorite TV helmet stations. Sean's TV helmet uses highly powerful lasers to turn your eye into the projection screen, beaming the TV directly into your head. It's just like real life. Want to change the channel? Just put the oral remote deep in your mouth and change channels with your tongue. The helmet also comes with refillable odor pustules, bringing your TV helmet experience to the next level, with scents like old ham, a fermented banana, I hope, and what I think purple smells like. Having the power of dual microwave technology pulsing through your skull can get hot, so be sure to keep your scalp cooling cap in the freezer and wear before every use. Order my helmet today and I'll throw in my high-def eye drops. If you think you've seen the world, think again.
Welcome back to Radio Rubber Room. If you are still listening, that means bomb your building did not go off by accident. For you, I am very happy. Enjoy the show.
shatter like the bottles in your alley. I'm tattered like the rags that try to hold me. I'll never love again, for my soul is ruined, but I'm cursed to survive.
Job.
Killer, killer tune, guys. What one was that called? You guys, I didn't get the title of that before.
It's called Leaves Die.
Leaves Die. Actually, you did tell me that, huh? You got a very, very,
day there.
Radio Rubber Room. But definitely a very not necessarily just lyrically, but phrasing wise, definitely a lot of Dylan influence to your vocals. Do you feel that way?
I don't think he feels comfortable enough to actually say that about himself.
I didn't write it with him in mind. I actually wrote it after listening to the Toy Soldiers album, but. I think that guy probably listens to a lot of Dylan, and I've definitely listened to enough Dylan to warp my life.
And definitely like the melodies, the way that and the phrasing and the emphasis on like syllables, just reminded me a lot of that. Not necessarily vocal quality, but vocal phrasing.
That's really important to me. I listen to a lot of music, and a lot of times I can't hear the words. And I feel like it's a really important part of what I'm trying to put out there a lot of times. So I try to be emphatic and articulate with it.
Do you ever get out and play like acoustic by yourself sometimes, like gig-wise?
Yeah, I probably wrote 40 or 50 songs and put out 2 albums of solo stuff before this. And I've just actually started getting back into it. I've been making my own YouTube channel with a little camera I have, making just cut up videos with some new stuff I've been working on and some old stuff that nobody's ever heard.
What is the plan on, like, that is just all acoustic, like a softer kind of thing, or still kind of grimy?
I don't know. You don't have to get a whole band together to do it, so it's convenient, but I don't really understand the question.
Listen to it, and make your own judgments about it. I feel like sometimes people just analyze music to the bone when a song's a song. You know, like it's if you dig it, if you dig it, awesome, and it means a million things to a million different people.
Please analyze it. I'm not writing random lyrics here.
What makes a good song a good song?
That's certainly an opinion question. You know, that's something for everybody to decide, you know.
But really, it's something that comes from the heart. It's something that that means something to you and the listener is a good song.
Sure. You got to put yourself out there.
I definitely appreciate something that sounds honest. You know, I can listen to pretty much any style of music if I believe it. Yeah.
So, like, you're definitely saying that lyrics being a very important part of music, like...
Of my musical preference, for sure.
So, but definitely not, that could not always be the case.
Certainly. Oh, no.
And funk music, you know, you don't need lyrics to feel the groove, you know what I mean? I mean, it helps, but there's a lot of passion that musicians put out when they're playing, you know, there's the special bond that, you know, I mean, even just, like, the four of us have together... You know, musicians share that a lot, so, you know, they're not up there just running. Sometimes they are running through the motions, but a lot of times I really feel like they're pouring their, you know, heart and soul out into something.
Do y'all feel like the meanings behind y'all's songs are hidden, or
you just... No.
No.
Did you have any trouble finding
the blues,
them?
Man, they're pretty like direct, man. They're in your face.
If they're hard to comprehend, then that's a fault of mine. I want them to be you know, there's a lot of things that I take into consideration, like obviously rhyme and meter and stuff, but I want the meaning to be legible. I don't want it to be random and I usually don't want it to be up for a bunch of interpretation. I'm usually going for something, you know, vocally. Yeah.
And it's all about where you are in your life. I mean, it's going to relate to some people, and it's not going to relate to other people. And I'm the type of person where instrumental music relates to me more than vocals a lot of times, and I don't even need lyrics to feel moved. So it's all where you are at the time.
I definitely tend to lean towards more the instrumental aspect of music.
Like, what's one of your favorite bands?
Well,
besides the what was that one band that Nectar. Randy was talking about?
Besides your friend Radley that you let waltz in here. Sean, you're the only one that can see the door out there. How'd you just let him wander in?
What was that, Crossbows and Lilies?
Crossbows and Lilacs.
Lilacs.
Yeah, I have their vinyl. It's from the 80s. It's mediocre.
Is that a real band? Are you making stuff up again?
Me? I would never make up anything. Am I on the spot here? This is about people's blues. What do y'all think about things?
Hey, Tim, can I ask you a question? Was he like this in high school?
Yeah. If you mean hilarious and a lot of fun, yes, Sean Austin has not changed a bit since I knew him in high school.
It's the simpleness.
Did he always have the neck beard?
Oh, yeah. It was longer in high school.
Really?
When did he lose his chin, though?
Hey, I'm getting chin back.
That happened.
This neck beard led to one of the fastest baby birthings in human history.
You hear that out there, ladies?
Skin on skin, friction. Hair on skin, shoof. My mom barely even knew I was born.
That is weird.
That is a good story. So, more about my high school days. You want to hear about my C-minus average?
When did you stop wetting the bed?
Man, I don't... if you can give me any pointers, dude.
Hopefully soon.
You mean that stops?
Like, I'm still trying to master not getting cookie crumbs on my hair chest. So that I can...
The trick to that is not eating cookies or drinking beers once you go to bed. That's generally the trick.
Or without a shirt on.
No. I have one of the largest growing collections of gooch fleas. It just...
Can you say that?
I don't know.
What?
Yes.
I don't know what that is.
Let's decide,
it's like
yes.
An animal.
I thought we were on Disney.
It is an animal. It's a rare bird. And the fleas are even more rare. Because, like, when does it become crabs, you know? Like, if they're in that area.
Talk to a doctor about that. Maybe he'll tell you.
When they become lice.
What is the key difference?
Between lice and fleas?
Sure.
I don't know.
So tell me a little bit about, I want to talk a little bit about the show that you guys are doing Tobacco this Sunday, correct?
Yep.
And then the 29th at the Camel, that's a pretty big show. Yeah. Toy Soldiers, I think I've seen them before.
Maybe they're from Philadelphia. They've been down here a couple times.
They have a girl in the band, right?
They used to. Okay. They don't anymore. I'm really excited to bring. They used to have two girls in the band. I'm really excited to bring them down. Raph introduced them to me. Maybe like a year ago now, and the lead singer's voice, Ron Gallo, is just incredible. I mean, we had them open for us in Philly, or he did a acoustic thing by himself, and we went up and played with our friends The Lawsuits, who you should also check out. They have a YouTube channel, and you can check out like Hotbox Sessions, but his voice live is incredible. I mean, you just don't believe that it's coming out of him, and it's like, I feel like it's like 50s prom music or something. Like, but it's got a lot of soul. And
so you believe it? You believe it?
I believe it, man. I had a girl break up with me, and I put a CD on and left it in my car for 2 weeks and screamed as loud as I could every time I got in there. So, I mean, and I told him that when I saw him. I was like, yeah, man, thanks for, you know.
When you see him live, his hands stop working and he starts disappearing on stage. It's really crazy.
Hey, so what's the cover on that show?
It's going to be $5, all ages. I have not talked to anybody yet, but I want to throw out the suggestion that girls get in free, because we all like girls.
Oh, yeah.
I have my good friend Alex MacArthur is going to be doing lights for us, which you guys should check out MacArthur Lighting. He does lights for Floyd Fest and Camp Barefoot. He's actually got the inside scoop on the scene, so you might want to get him in here. And
will he do lights live on the
show?
Yeah,
he'll do lights live. They sound really cool.
That would be awesome. Right? They're,
the movers, the movers get like this when they're turning.
We could just do that for 2 hours.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's used to doing it for 2 hours, yeah. So, you know.
Mike the Hazer.
Yeah, Mike the Hazer.
Cool, so 29th at the Camel. Ladies might get in for free. People should get updates.
Yeah,
from
look
page.
Us up online. You know, we're on Facebook and YouTube and Reverb Nation, and we put our album online for free up there. And you know, we're actually going to be in a RVA magazine coming up here. So hopefully, if it's out, we could hopefully have it for our like release party for that day.
Yeah, that would be cool, man. That could be the official release party.
But I guess we don't really know if anything's happening, so that you know remains to be seen.
I have no idea what's going on over there at RVA Magazine. It's a mystery.
Nobody does.
All right, cool. Well, let's play a song, and we'll take a little break, and you guys are going to play one more tune for us, right?
All
right,
this is Ghost Dials with Tachycardia.
This is Simon, and you're listening to Radio Rubber Room. It's so cool. You guys are awesome. It's Radio Rubber Room. It's a show that doesn't have any S's in it.
New from Spoofco, it's Radio Rubber Room action figures.
All right.
Now you can play along with your favorite character from the show. Choose from one of the three different hosts with an array of accessories, weapons, and superpowers. The Dan action figure comes equipped with hand-to-mouth food-eating action.
I just ate, but I'm so hungry.
Throw Dan in some water and watch his belly grow 2 times its normal size.
Mine just pooped.
Or shake him really hard and listen to him breathe heavy like he just ran a marathon. Radio Rubber Room action figures, new from Spoofco. Collect all three.
Door?
Ugh. Menial tasks are making it impossible for me to enjoy being lazy. That's why I got walkers. Walkers are the first shoe to walk themselves. They walk themselves and you. Walkers are so convenient. I just start them up, and they do all the work. Walkers are made from recycled World War II tanks and come in 2 stylish colors, army drab gray and camouflage. These bad boys are gonna last. Walkers' sleek and aerodynamic design enable them to get 200 yards to the gallon. The pint-sized tank fits easily into a fanny pack or purse and enables you to get 45 steps or more depending on speed. Walkers come in 2 speeds, walking and less quick walking.
Check this out. Now I'm moving. Yeah, this is nice. Yeah. Whoa. This is not comfortable. Whoa. This isn't natural. Yeah. Turn. How do I turn? How do I turn? Wall. Turn. Wall.
Too lazy to enjoy being walked by something else? Then try rollers. New from Spoofco.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Stairs, stairs, stairs!
New from Spoofco, it's Radio Rubber Room action figures.
All right!
Now you can play along with your favorite character from the show. Choose from one of the three different hosts with an array of accessories, weapons, and superpowers. The Sean action figure comes with survival attachments like pizza cutter, fly swatter, and record needles so you can listen to all your favorite records from the 70s. Hold Sean action figure up to the television and he'll tell you the program information for that channel.
I've seen this one. Let's watch porn.
Wind the key on Sean's back and listen to him try to convince you to do things like...
Wanna burn something?
And...
Let's go peek in your neighbor's window.
And...
Your mom's purse and take out $10.
Radio Rubber Room action figures, new from Spoofco. Collect all three.
You are listening to Radio Rubber Room. I'm naked-chester.com. If you miss the show live, just download the podcast. RadioRubberRoom.podbean.com and on iTunes.
Oh yeah.
I got mine.
Yeah!
always my number. Why am I covered in black? Well, zero is my number. Oh, am I covered in black? Well, I don't know how I got here, but I bet I'll never be back. Well, I ain't no poet, but I ain't no muse. Well, I ain't no poet, but I ain't no muse. Yeah!
Well there. Well there. Well there.
What's that?
That one's called Nihilist Blues.
Raphael catching off on the brushes there. Playing quiet.
Raph is killing it over there like always. Like always.
So, do you want to, you know, obviously we talked about analyzing your songs. Do you want to maybe explain nihilism to our listeners who might not know what that is?
Yeah. Nihilism is a pathological transitional state, which pretty much involves somebody who feels that they've been maybe duped about something, and they kind of make the next step and assume that everything is BS.
Everything is nothing, pretty much, right?
Yeah, like there's no value to anything, and it's a sad state to be in when that makes sense to you. But I read in a book one time my favorite definition. It was a book called Fathers and Sons by Ivan Turgenev, and the main character Bazarov defines nihilism as refusing to bow to any authority and taking no authority seriously. I thought that was really awesome when I was 19, you know.
Now, I mean, have you, and is PBR kind of like the antithesis of like authority and order? I mean, there's obviously some chaos, some pain in your guys' music. Does that translate into who you are on a regular basis?
Certainly a part of it, but I don't know. Going around and thinking everything's BS makes your life really suck, and it's not. I mean, I don't know if it's true or not, but it certainly feels disproven to me. And things like music, where you get this inexplicable feeling. So you know, there's something you know, magical there to me, or love, you know. There's nothing special about conversation or touching lips or putting your penis in somebody, but the feeling is inexplicable, you know. And so these things sort of counteract my previous nihilistic philosophies.
Well, it's very, very bluesy, though, you know. I mean, it's temporary. It's not something that you always have to carry around with you, but
right.
You know, I'm sure that comes out in your lyrics, though.
Uh-huh. Oh, man, it's great to have songs like Nihilist Blues on the set list for when I'm feeling really terrible.
Now, I feel like that song, whether you feel terrible or not, I feel like that song in any setting will bring down the house, man.
It does. We finish up a lot of shows with it, and people really like it. I mean... But that heavy part is just a lot of fun, the in between verses parts.
Now, do you have to feel like bad to play that song good, or can you just always like kill it?
I can channel it, you know. I can think about things that piss me off, you know, and think about how I felt when I wrote the song, which is a useful tool because then I don't have to just be a complete like. Piece of crap to be able to play that, you know. It's just something that's I've been through that I can channel.
Well, cool, PBR. We have thoroughly enjoyed having the People's Blues.
Thank you guys so much for having us.
Absolutely. Well, we've been playing your songs.
Thanks for making it. This is the third try, by the way. We finally got you guys here.
We canceled a couple times. I think we're
glad we finally got you guys on.
You guys always helped us fill in the slot, so it wasn't just
You
know.
No, you did.
Good.
But we've thoroughly enjoyed having you guys. I'm stoked that the 29th might be the magazine release day, because I got to tell you, that day that we spent the whole day together. We had an amazing photo shoot. I got pretty twisted, and it was it's definitely one of those days for like the history books for me.
Thanks, man. It was for us too.
You guys stole a reef from one of my neighbor's doors. You peed in the trash can in my lobby.
We knocked on the neighbor's door and took their coffee.
We did get all smashed at Baja Beach during the bathroom shoot, didn't we?
Yeah, dude. So, epic day. Epic day. I can't wait till it comes out. I will be there, on the 29th. So regardless, man, I'll be throwing down with you guys. So.
Awesome.
Hey, support local music. That's really the message from PBR.
Absolutely.
Do it. We got time for this last song here, Danny?
We've got less than 50 seconds right now. So before we go, will you just let everybody know where they can find out more about PBR?
Yeah, look us up on, you can look at peoplesblues.com, reverbnation.com, YouTube, Bandcamp. Google us, we're all over the place, Facebook. Seriously, though, there's a lot of really good local music in Richmond, and we've been everywhere from Vermont to New Orleans, and so far I haven't found a music scene that can touch Richmond. So,
yes.
Keep going out, and thank you guys to whoever supported us thus far and in the future.
Quickly, where's the closest scene to Richmond? Like, where's the one that almost measured up?
I mean, you know what? I haven't been. Savannah, Georgia is our favorite.
That's
WHAN, Ashland, Richmond, W275 BQ, Ashland, 1430 AM, and now 102.9 FM, WHAN.